once again. Think about people lying about you, insulting you, and how easy it is for you and me to want to lash out back at them. And then witness Jesus, your Savior, being lied about and insulted, and perfectly, as your substitute, he does not lash out against them. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them. They cast lots to see what each would get. The undergarment remained. It was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among themselves and cast lots for my clothing." So this is what the soldiers did, and sitting down, they kept watch over him there. The people, too, stood watching. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." Even the rulers sneered at him in the same way the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" In the same way, the robbers who were crucified with him heaped insults on him. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."